Close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let go of any thoughts or feelings that are stressing you. Just be here and now. Focus on your breathing. Become aware of each breath and the pause in between. Visualize a white light entering in through your crown chakra, going all the way down through your body, into your feet. See the white light coming out through the soles of your feet, like the roots of a tree, going all the way down into the center of Mother Earth. Once you feel strongly connected to Mother Earth, visualize a white light coming back up the roots and filling your entire body with white light. See the white light expanding out until you are encased in a circle of white light, a field of unconditional love. Breathe in white light and love and feel your consciousness expanding. See yourself in your mind's eye, standing at the base of the hill of Ishnok. Feel the warmth of the sun, the gentle breeze ruffling your hair. Hear the birds singing. Feel the grass beneath your feet. You are firmly grounded, connected to Mother Earth. As you start to walk slowly up the ancient walkway, the royal road that connected Ishnok to Tara, you feel more and more grounded. You feel connected to Mother Earth and one with nature. You reach the ancient palace and walk to the top of the mound. You stand in the center of the stone circle and face the east. You call upon the energies of the east currents of air, wind, and the Celtic god Oma. The season of spring, the energy of the dawn, the energy of new beginnings, the energy of Pegasus, the winged horse, the energies of the birds, the butterflies and bees, and of the birch tree. You welcome these energies with love, gratitude, and respect. You turn clockwise and face the south. You call upon the energies of the south, the spirits of fire, passion, and the sun, the energy of the Celtic goddess Breach, the season of summer, the energy of noon, the energy of strength and protection, the energies of dragon and phoenix, the energies of lizard, snake, and lion, and of the oak tree. You welcome these energies with love, gratitude, and respect. You turn clockwise and face the west. You call upon the energies of the west, the spirits of water, emotions, and the moon, the energy of the Celtic god Manannan Mac Léir, the season of autumn, the energy of dusk, the energy of cleansing and rebirth, the energies of the mermaids, the undines and river spirits, the energies of the fish, the dolphins and the whales, and of the willow tree. You welcome these energies with love, gratitude, and respect. You turn clockwise and face the north. You call upon the energies of the north, the spirits of earth, nature, and the Celtic goddess Eru, the season of winter, the energy of midnight, the energy of grounding and stability, the energies of primal nature, of mountains and caves, of bear, deer and fox, and of the ash tree. you welcome these energies with love, gratitude, and respect. You turn your face to the sky and call upon the energies of Father Sky, your angels, spirit guides, and ancestors. The energies of the stars and planets. You welcome these energies with love, gratitude, and respect. You turn your face to the earth and call upon the energies of Mother Earth, the divas of the crystals and of nature. The energies of nurturing and support. You welcome these energies with love, gratitude, and respect. You turn your focus inwards into your divine core, and you call upon the energies of the Creator, the energies of your I Am Presence, and your Spirit. Of all that you are, all that you have ever been, and all that you ever will be. You welcome these energies with love, gratitude, and respect. You call upon the ancient Celtic gods, Dagda, Bel, and Lu, the Celtic goddesses, Danu, Breage, and Eru, and the She, fairy folk, and ask for their permission to journey in their sacred space. You hear a faint sound, a distant laugh of pure delight. You feel their touch, feather light, brushing softly against your face as they welcome you to their sacred lands. You start walking towards the top of the hill of Uisneach, past Loch Lu, collecting ash branches from the ground as you go. When you reach the top of the hill, you begin building a fire with the ash wood. There are ash branches scattered all around the fields. And you continue to collect the wood, building the fire up into a large bonfire. It is turning to dusk as you pour oil on the branches and set your fire alight. See yourself writing on a piece of paper whatever it is you wish to let go of and release from your past. You stand gazing into the fire, and when it begins to burn brightly, you honor your past and accept it for how it is. You acknowledge how it has shaped your life and what you have learned from it. Throw the paper into the fire. Let it go and watch it burn. You have released the energy of the past. It no longer has power over you. See yourself writing on another piece of paper whatever it is you wish to let go of and release from your present. Gaze into the fire. Honor your present. Accept it for how it is. Acknowledge where you are now and that you and you alone are responsible for what you have created in your life. Throw the paper into the fire. Let it go and watch it burn. You have released the energy of the present. It no longer has power over you. See yourself writing on another piece of paper whatever it is you wish to create for your future. Gaze into the fire. Honor and welcome your future. Acknowledge your desires, hopes, and dreams. Welcome them in. Feel the energy of creation. Throw the paper into the fire. Let it go and watch it burn. You sit beside the fire and watch it burn through the night. Its dancing flames mesmerize you, putting you into a trance. You can hear it crackling as it consumes the branches of sacred ash wood. Listen to what it has to say. As you watch the flames dance for you, it offers its secrets up to you, showing you visions. What can you see in its flames? Starts to burn low, and you slowly return to your body, sitting on the hill of Ishnok. You take a branch from the dying fire to use as a torch and walk down the hill towards Ael na Miran, the capstone. You take a detour by Finlashock Well. It is extremely peaceful here and calm, and you can feel a welcoming presence nearby as you kneel to sip water from its refreshing spring. You resume your journey in the dark, down the hill, towards Ael na Miran, the capstone. You reach the capstone and walk 3 times clockwise around the stone while touching it with your right hand. Your torch is starting to burn out, and by its dying embers, you see a tunnel under the stone. You crawl into the tunnel and lie there, safe and warm, held in the loving embrace of the goddess Eru. In her womb, waiting to be reborn. You feel protected and grounded, safe and secure, as you drift off, waiting in a dreamlike state, suspended between lives, waiting. something alerts you to a change. Your time has come. You hear distant music, a haunting fairy tune being played somewhere far away. As you crawl forward in the dark, groping your way through the tunnel, you feel yourself being pulled out by unseen hands. You emerge from underneath the capstone as the sun is dawning on a new day. Feel the light on your face as you are reborn into a new life of love, creativity, and joy. You stand bathing in the light of the dawn, drinking in the sun's rays, absorbing the pure light energy through every pore, filling every cell of your body with pure, radiant light. You thank the goddess Eru and leave her a gift under the capstone. A seashell filled with mead, some pure white swan feathers, and clear quartz crystals. As you walk back down the hill, in the clear dawning light of a new day, you feel light and buoyant, refreshed and energized, filled with new energy and love, and a deep appreciation and gratitude for all you have been given. You thank the spirits and Celtic gods and goddesses, Dagda, Bel, Lu, Danu, Breach, and Eru, the She, and all the beings of unconditional love that worked with you. You offer them your blessings. Mila Buikas, Agus Gra, Agus Banakti. Slauncha on. focus on your breathing. Take a deep breath and sigh on the exhale. Take another deep breath and sigh on the exhale. Feel yourself strongly grounded and become aware of your body. Move every part of your body, one by one. Legs, arms, shoulders, and head. See yourself in this room, here and now. From the goddess in me to the goddess in you. Namaste.